If you have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you have everything that you need. You're redeemed. And that is good, good news. Ben Fuller on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And oh, it is that time where I get put to the test.
Well, you're already doing better than last week.
Well, yeah, last week was kind of a dumpster fire, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think you got it a single day.
I didn't.
But you know, you got it all the way right on Monday. Yesterday, you were half right. That's a good week already.
Yeah.
Even if you'd missed the next 3 days, it'd be better than last week. But I don't think you're gonna. I think you're gonna get a couple of these.
Oh, what day is it, Ryan?
Well, it's October 30th, and that means there's all kinds of different holidays. There are every day of the year. I have yet to come across a day where there wasn't something.
Sure.
Multiple somethings.
Sure.
So I picked two of those holidays that are real today.
Okay.
I made one up, and you and Beth are going to try to guess which is the fake day that Ryan made up.
Okay.
So here on October 30th, we have Buy a Donut Day. Buy a donut day.
A donut.
Yes.
Sure.
This is one of those, I think bacon's another one, where there are multiple donut days. Like, people pick, and they exist, and it's, I don't know which one's the most official, but this is apparently one of them.
I could get behind it.
Buy a donut day.
Yeah, I could get behind that. Okay.
And I prefer them for free, but if I have to buy one, I'll buy one anyway.
Sure.
Other things I prefer for free. National Candy Corn Day today.
Okay.
Oh, there's candy corn
everywhere.
Yeah. I watched a guy make a treat with candy corn on a little video clip where basically they made a strip of marzipan that looked like the shape of an ear of corn and then covered it with candy corn. So it looks like an ear of corn, but it's candy corn. But the verdict was that is more sugar than anyone should ever consume.
Well, and, yeah.
It's just like straight sugar. But anyway, yeah. Candy corn day.
Okay.
Feel like you either like it or hate it.
It's not my fave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Good News Day, a day on focusing on the positives and spreading good news to brighten up the world.
Oh, I like that.
Especially at this point in the year.
No kidding.
Good News Day.
Oh, could use more of that.
Maybe. As in maybe it's Good News Day.
Yeah,
maybe
it could be Good News Day.
One of these
day.
Is wrong, right?
It should be Good News Day.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh, dear. All right. Oh, Buy a Donut Day, National Candy Corn Day, or Good News Day. Which day is not today? I would love for it to be Buy a Donut Day.
Isn't that just a good one?
That's just a good one.
Good day.
It just feels good.
Yeah.
It just feels good. Now, the question is, does my budget allow for Buy a Donut Day? Maybe.
Does my waistline allow for my
definitely not there, at least on my waistline, but I don't know. I could buy bigger pants, I suppose, as I adjust. Let's see. National Candy Corn Day. 'Tis the season.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it out there. I'm ready for it to go. Like I said, not my favorite candy. I don't understand it. And then Good News Day. I will be very honest with you, and it saddens me to my very core. The one I think you made up is Good News Day.
All right, so that's the one you're going with.
Yeah.
You think I made up
I think you made
Good
that
News
one up.
Day.
Yeah.
It's a good week for you, Beth.
Thank you.
Sadly. I made up Good News Day.
Which is so sad. So sad.
Because I Hate Politics Day was taken. Anyway, no, just kidding. No, there is no Good News Day. I'm so sorry. And Candy Corn Day today.
Yay.
And Buy a Donut Day.
Yay.
You know, someone should capitalize that and make donut with like candy corn on the top.
No, they shouldn't. No.
Ruin a good donut.
That's a perfect way to ruin a donut.
We'll see what we have tomorrow. Here's Come See from We Are Messengers, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.